Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hello.
Hey.
This is episode 10. Before that introduction, we have some clarifications to make. So our family listens to our podcast and we love it.
We do.
That they do. And a few of our family members came to us and said we were really cryptic. Episode 8. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was taking us a minute. We were beating around the bush and things, and we weren't very clear about an episode that was about sex. So for clarification,
let's straighten it out, babe.
Mikey won't let me peg him.
At all.
I'm afraid of anal.
Yes, she is.
I have a daxalagnia fetish that involves biting.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey wants more public sex.
Yep.
And I want him to talk shit.
And we can do that publicly.
And, yeah, and we think that married people need to talk about sex and how great it is and how bad.
I encourage anybody out there who's listening to this right now, if you are in a relationship or you are married, you know, just share some of your stories, man. People need to know that this shit is lit for different reasons, not just because the pictures look good.
Yeah.
Because you have somebody, but because like we out here doing stuff.
Yes. And it's a lot of fun. So we hope, fam, who listened, that that was clarification enough. Thank you for listening.
Weird start.
We are on to episode 10.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Hello.
Hey.
This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast and your host, Randy.
That was real smooth, babe. And your host.
Y'all.
You just channeled your inner Joyce Mattel. That was sweet.
Shut up.
It was good. I'm
every time we do an episode, if I'm leading it, it's probably at night. And I'm probably alone. Yeah, this is episode 10. Which is a good number.
Yeah, we made it to 10. I'm sorry, this is a big deal. I keep forgetting. I've been celebrating this since we did episode 2.
Yeah. We finally made episode 10.
We're in double digits.
Thank y'all for hanging with us.
Yeah.
This episode is about the worst lap dance ever. And
it wasn't that bad.
It was, when you have to put that in front of anything.
Don't be taking my quotes.
That's not your quote, that's mama's quote.
I've been saying that since birth.
Mikey.
Go ahead.
In this episode, we'll talk about a time I tried to be sexy and give Mikey a lap dance, how I planned said lap dance,
Jesus,
and how I failed, and our thoughts about the whole experience.
Okay.
But first, You know, we have our love story from around the world, and yes, it is Mikey's lead on that. And then afterwards, we have a fight or flight segment where I will bring my irritation to the table. And finally, we'll have our PDA.
I'm prepared to get yelled at.
To end this nightcap off.
Nightcap.
Is that what you call it?
I think that's what you call sex when the date's over.
I think you're just thinking about
no,
sex.
No. Like, they'd be like, you wanna go back to my place for a night? I've never used this line before.
I think you've watched
too much. That's the only time I've ever heard anyone use the word nightcap. What's a nightcap?
I have no clue. We're going to end this night off with some BDA. It sounded like something to say.
Got you. Okay. Do it again. I'm sorry.
Y'all, this is what I go through. And I always look like the mean spouse, but he puts me through it all. They be pulling my hair.
So I make you the mean spouse.
He had people at Publix thinking he beat me.
What are you talking about?
He had me by my hair.
Randy wouldn't let me get out the car because she was grabbing me by my locks, which are long. I'm leaning out the door screaming like, can you let me go? And people looking like she beats him.
No.
That's what it looks like. It looks like I get bullied by this little girl. Anyway, my love story,
yes,
which is
please.
What we're talking about. Can what's I get transitioned over to my
yes, segments? Sir. Mikey, what's your love story?
Jerk. All right. So, we've been talking about how love stories need to be from around the world.
Yes.
Right? A lot of the love stories I found were from hoods in America.
No, the first two were from Bangladesh.
That's true.
Bangladesh.
All right, I just lied.
India.
This story is in Gaza.
The Gaza Strip?
Let's just say Gaza.
Okay. How did you find the story?
So I found the story on
Mikey
AlJazeera.com.
What?
Yeah, no, it's complete. I'm trying to find it real quick. On AlJazeera.com. It's not a website that either of us has ever gone to or frequented.
No.
It came up in our Google Alerts. And
oh, okay.
I liked it. So for any of the listeners out there who do not know, there's conflict happening in other countries.
Yeah.
When we are in the U.S., when we're in the States, we kind of get wrapped up in what's going on here. So we don't really necessarily know. Even I don't have as much information as I would like to, but there have been protests happening since, March, between Israel and Gaza.
Yeah, there's a big, Palestine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there is a border where these protests are taking place. And this love story is between two medics that met. The Red Cross called on Israel to respect the medics working in Gaza during the long-running protests that have led to many deaths. 41 people have been killed and 7,000 have been injured since March 30th. Mm. And it is May 16th.
Yeah.
Among those injured include medics. They are being shot, whether they are walking with their hands up, red flags, white flags, whatever. They are also being targeted because they're helping people who
are in conflict.
Yes.
Okay.
So this story features a young man named Moath. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's M-O-A-T-H. Moath. Let's go with Moath.
Okay.
And Hadil, which is the young lady. They met in the middle of conflict. They were being shot at, and Hadil, the young lady, stood up and she was walking closer to the area where people were getting shot. And there was someone who was down and she's a medic. Moath noticed that she was walking out by herself. There were other people who were trying to like avoid getting shot. So they were laying down and he stood up with her and was raising his hands as well so that they knew that she was a medic.
Mm-hmm.
And from that moment, it was kind of just like a love at first sight type thing.
Okay.
The medics who are in this area are volunteers. They're not paid for this. They are there on their own time. And all he had was the money that he had going in.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent all that money on her engagement ring.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He proposed to her, in the medic tent that they worked in.
Okay.
How
long had they been?
They had just met.
Oh.
Yeah, this is like new love.
He proposed to her after they met?
Yeah. I think it was a total of about 2 weeks. 2 weeks passed.
Huh.
And they've been going through this conflict together. They had met before, but it wasn't until that moment that they, like feelings developed.
Uh-huh.
And just among all the deaths and injuries, you know, these two people, found each other. And she, you know, she went on to say, like, this was one of the most important things that ever happened in her life. She's so excited that they found this one bright thing in the midst of all this darkness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he ended the interview saying that, you know, he's not shy about hiding his financial, you know, situation right now. Like, because they are volunteers, they're not being paid for what they're doing. But he talked to her father and was like, you know, like, I want to pay for our wedding. It will be paid for. I want your daughter, those type of things. So, like, he's really dedicated to making sure that happens. He wants to make sure that they make it out of where they are, you know, amidst the conflict. And it was just a really good, it was a really good story to see.
You know? Okay. That is.
Shit's falling apart around you and you still find some kind of way to be happy.
Yeah. I wonder if that's like also a mixture of adrenaline and almost dying.
Yeah.
That's gonna like, let's get married.
That's why anybody gets married.
That's why
anyone. Yeah, you hit that moment, you'd be like, the world is gonna end soon.
Might as well.
Trump will murder us all. Hey, babe, marry me.
And let's hope we survive. Let's live the
rest of these months together.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, babe.
Yeah.
That was different.
Wasn't it?
It was. I'm very proud of you.
We're going to put the link of the story in the description. Go watch the video, man, if you want to see some cute. It's like 2 minutes long.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks. All right. So that was our love story. And now we are on to our main topic of tonight, of episode 10.
All right. Okay. I'm laughing. And I will be laughing a lot in this episode.
It's funny.
When we talk about this story, Randy, though she hates talking about it, loves talking about it. Like, she needs to get this off her chest so that she can move on.
You over know,
so
and she over can heal. And over again. Yeah, I remember as if it happened last night.
And I don't.
You don't?
I don't. I need to be refreshed. Remember. I do remember. You I just remember. Want to hear it anyway. Go ahead, love.
So, the backstory. Why was I trying a lap dance? We'll get into later in the episode, like, how we try to keep things sexy.
Yes.
I know we're just 2 years in a lot of ways we are still very much newlyweds, and, you know, we're still pretty new. And, but still, I try to switch it up every now and then. Because
you look so nervous. All right.
I'm not nervous.
I'm gonna help you out.
Okay.
I'm gonna help you out. So this happened how many years ago?
I was 19.
We were young. And
younger.
We tried to keep things, you know, spicy. Whatever yeah. You would call it.
Like, especially because we were long distance.
Yes.
And so
whenever we got together, we tried to make sure that it was like special, memorable, right? Whether that was me throwing some like petals down and you finding me in your dorm room, or, you know, this lap dance. We tried to, that's just what we did.
Yeah.
So we make attempts at it. And this was Randy's attempt.
This was my attempt. I was trying to do something different. Usually I leave notes. I write poems. I do the things I'm good at. I give head. I do all these like. I do my strengths, yes. You know, but I was like, you know, I'm going to do something sexy. And this is really Beyonce's fault because she had
blame
just
it on B.
dropped Dance For You. And we were all, everybody was like, you know what? That's it. I'm doing it for my man. I'm about to go find a long jacket. I'm about to get me some garters.
That's right.
And I'm going to do this dance. And so... At the time in college, I lived in the program house.
Yes.
With the Women of Images, which
shout
was
out
an organization.
WOI.
Yeah.
That's messed that up good.
Which is an organization that I was in since I was a freshman. And we had a program house that I lived in. And I was really close and still am to all the girls. They were actually, a lot of them were at my wedding. And if they weren't, it's because they were out of the country. But
it was a big old... reunion. Rickety sorority house.
It was not, it's not a sorority.
It was not a sorority. It's more like a gang.
Shut up.
It's a group of thugs.
You
that ran that campus.
Mikey.
In 2012, 13. All right. Don't look at me like
you
that.
You know what? You.
Y'all are some gangsters.
Exaggerate.
No, I am not exaggerating. Any of the girls who went there who are listening to this right now would agree that y'all were some thugs.
So I lived in a program house and we were just all really close. And I told them like, hey, I want to do this dance for Mikey the next time I visit him at school. You know, he had his own apartment. We'd have this private space.
Mm-hmm.
And so they helped me come up with the songs, a playlist, and
they. Which young ladies was this?
Shani, Carmen. I think they were the main two. I think I told Amber too. Doesn't matter.
Okay, now I'm just curious. So you had these the friends who gave you this advice that you should go do this.
They affirmed that it was okay.
Oh, okay.
You know? I thought that I would do it well.
No, okay.
And they would send me songs. Like Carmen sent me the Miguel song Vixen that I had never heard, so that I could add to the playlist and do this dance for you. And I was really nervous about it, and I kept pushing it off. I finally got to Atlanta and to Mikey's school, and I was supposed to do it the first night, and I was like, you know, I need some more time. The second night. So the second night, I tell myself, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this surprise. So I'm going to do this dance. And I make Mikey, before I make him go into the restroom, I go into the restroom and I, you know, splash my face.
It's all just coming back to me right now while she's talking.
I drop it a few times, I drop it low a few times because I don't want my knees to pop, you know?
Wait. So what you was just in the bathroom and out of nowhere, like, you just like drop down.
Yeah. So that when I dropped, you know,
during
down
the
and,
dance,
yeah,
that your knees
then my knees
pop.
Wouldn't pop because that's not sexy. And
it ain't nothing like a stripper who needs be popping.
I was like, I haven't really ever done this. I don't know how to prep. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I was nervous.
Gotcha.
And when Mikey is also nervous, when I'm giving surprises to Mikey, he says the dumbest shit.
I be talking.
He says dumb shit. Like I have hotel surprises, I've had him show up at a hotel and I've had the lights off and candles everywhere. And he walk in and be like, it's dark in here. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I just,
you know, or he's just, his anxiety gets better him and he says really dumb, irrelevant things
I do
that aren't helpful.
Though that has nothing to do with this moment.
Yes, it does.
Oh, what
it has something to do with the next moment.
Oh, okay.
So after I go in the restroom and I'm, you know, dropping it low and I'm, you know, amping myself up,
mm-hmm.
I made Mikey go into his restroom and wait in there. And I set out two chairs. I put on this yellow thong that was really cute and like one of his t-shirts. And I set up the playlist. But then I realized I don't want him to hear the music first and guess what I'm doing. So I have to turn on his TV. I don't know how to work his TV because he always works the TV.
Randy.
So I find some way to turn on the TV.
So it was one of the old TVs, like fat back TVs.
Yeah, I didn't know what
the one with the built-in DVD player into the TV.
I don't know.
It was really old. And it was so old that when you pushed the power button, it also touched the channel buttons and the volume buttons. So you had to push really, really hard. It was
And
it
he
was
had all these cords attached, his PlayStation. I didn't know
yeah, the
what.
The PlayStation and Nintendo.
I didn't know what was like. What.
It was a lot.
And it was a lot.
I didn't think, though, that she would need to, like,
and I didn't think to ask him. I wasn't very prepared.
Anyway, so while that is going on, yes. Randy is setting up, and I'm locked in my own bathroom, forced to sit on this toilet and stare at the wall. I was just nervous. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing, but I'm trying to just let you have it. Like Randy, when she does do surprises, they are genuine surprises. It's never anything that I expect. It's usually nothing that she's ever done or anything that I've ever done, and they're always really nice. But they make me nervous. She scares me. I don't like surprises. I genuinely don't.
He
I like
likes
doing
to plan them.
Them. Yeah, but
he does not like
do
to
not
get
like
them.
Surprises.
So I'm still setting this up. Then I realize I'm too nervous. I need to take a shot. Jesus. Now, at the time, I had just started drinking. I didn't know anything about drinking beforehand to actually feel it. I just thought that if you drink, you know, that it would hit you. And that's not the case. So I open Mikey. He has a bottle of Patron on his desk. And I hate
Patron.
I hate Patron.
She drank my Patron.
From the bottom. And I knocked the shit out of my teeth. Like, I hit my teeth so hard. I'm like, they're broken. Like, this is like,
oh, Randy.
I hit my teeth so hard. It hurts so bad.
So you went to take a shot out of the bottle of Patron. How do you hit your teeth with the bottle? I'm so confused.
Because I just took it back.
Oh.
Like, I just took it
back. You
just
threw it at your face.
Yes. And it knocked the shit out of my teeth. And I was like, fuck. And I'm like touching my teeth to make sure they're not broken. And they weren't. But it really hurt. And then I'm like, shit. I smell this Patron on my breath. I need
because
some gum.
Because it's tequila. Oh, God.
I need some gum.
I forgot about the gum.
So I put the gum in my mouth, and I start the playlist. And y'all, this playlist has 4 songs. Okay? I know it has.
Hold on. So anybody out there who has ever had Patron in their life, it's my favorite tequila. It is. You know that when you take shots of Patron or anything with Patron, it has a smell. It's tequila. Yes. It's very strong. You open the bottle, you smell it.
Don't get there yet.
I keep my tequila around for like stressful days. That's why I kept my Patron under there. For the most part, I drink like Grey Goose or Crown. That was like it. But my tequila is like my like emergency stuff because Patron wasn't cheap and we broke college students. Just explaining why my Patron was important.
Right. So I also know like I'm not supposed to be touching it. But I touched it. And I started the playlist. Playlist has 4 songs. I know it has Dance For You. I remember it had Miguel's Vixen. And I cannot remember the other 2 songs. And
I want to say Neo's Say It was on there.
Yes.
Neo's Say It was
on
there.
And then the 4th song, I do not know.
I don't know. T-Pain, maybe.
Who?
T-Pain, maybe.
Oh, that song?
I just don't remember.
So I finally, I'm like, okay, Randy, do or die. You can't come in there forever, you know? Mm. And I have my 2 chairs set up. So I let the door open. I tell Mike he can come out. And the first thing he says is, what's that smell? Or something like that.
All right. So the lights are off.
No, they aren't.
The lights were off. No, except my lamp. My lamp was still on.
The lights were on, babe. And wait, I'm going to tell you how I did leave the light. The lights were on. We're going to get there, though.
I'm so sorry. Was that blindfolded?
He was. And then I sat him down in one of the chairs. And I took the blindfold off, and Mikey was surprised.
Yes.
He was surprised. He's like, oh, what were you thinking?
That you look damn good.
I know, I did. But, like, what else were you thinking?
That was it.
Oh.
I'm a dude. For the most part, for most things, we do have, like, a one-track mind when we're, like, really focused on something. And I was just focused on you.
He looked good.
He looked really good.
And I started dancing, and I...
What were you wearing?
I was wearing like one of your t-shirts and a thong. Mm. The yellow thong you like.
That's it.
And that's all I had. I didn't have no money to have no lingerie. So that's all I had.
That's all you need.
And I'm like dancing and he's looking at me with this intense stare. Now Mikey has told y'all in a few episodes ago that he's loosely a voyeur. He really likes to watch. And now that I am older and grown, it's very easy to play on that. But when I was 19 and dancing for the first time for him, it was something that made me incredibly, like I froze. I didn't know what the fuck to do. I didn't even use the second chair.
I always wonder why I was there. Like you were supposed to, I was supposed to like look at you face to face.
Yeah, I was gonna like dance on the chair while you watch me. Like I'd had this vision.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't rehearse anything. I just thought I could get it here and do it because I'm confident with
you. So we left out the part where I had questions.
What questions?
I had questions after leaving the bathroom.
You asked me
before dance started.
Oh yeah, you asked me.
I was like, what's that smell?
What's that smell? And then you asked me what was I chewing gum? Like, was I eating gum?
I was like, I smell Patron. You drank my Patron?
And I was like, Mikey, shut up and like sit down and like get and like just do this dance.
I was like, are you chewing gum?
And I was chewing gum. I'm chewing gum during the lap dance, y'all. Like, I was just all tight, so ratchet. Like, it was so bad. I left the TV on the whole time. So this basketball game was on. And I didn't know how to turn it off.
I forgot.
And y'all, I clamped up. And the only thing I could think of was give him head. Just give him head. Do something you're good at. And so I did. I did. And we had sex. And I cannot stop crying. I am so embarrassed. Mikey has me on my back. Y'all, this playlist is still on repeat. So the same 4 songs.
What's going on the whole time? Hey, man.
The same 4 songs are playing.
This is why in the strip club, strippers, we trying to get in, get out. Can you imagine a 40-minute lap dance? Like, songs are switching and they still on the same. Like, that's why you get in. You get your money, you get out. You get your tip and you bounce.
That I could do it. And I'm mortified. I'm crying. I'm embarrassed. Mikey's like, no, baby, it was great. And I'm like, no, it wasn't.
I thought it was cute.
It wasn't. I wasn't trying to be cute.
You may not have been trying to be.
I was trying to be sexy.
But you succeeded in being
cute. And he was like,
you're sexy.
Baby, it was
the
so
dance
different.
Was cute.
It was something I
was
never
different.
Expected
I
you
didn't
to
expect
do.
That. I'm trying to be encouraging.
And I'm listening to him and I'm like, he's a liar.
I'm not a liar. You know, I'm an optimist. I'm a strong optimist. I'll always find the positive in something.
And he has me on my back because it's going down on me. And I look up and I realize the lights were on the whole time. Mikey saw the whole thing. And I never used a chair. And I'm thinking about every single thing I got wrong. And Mikey's like, no, don't cry. And I'm crying. I literally cried myself to sleep.
Honestly, man, the only thing that was wrong with that dance, the only thing, was that you drank my Patron. That was it.
And it didn't even work.
It didn't. Because would you expect a Patron to hit you and then 10 seconds later you was going to be
I was not a drinker at that point. Jesus. So I really thought that it would just happen automatically. And
it's
it
not
did
not.
And only
works.
One shot? Yeah. Like, it was really.
Oh, Randy.
I know. And so I end up going back to my mom's house, like, you know, later after the fact. And my mom
Hold on. I can't breathe.
Shut up.
Okay.
So my mom and I have this thing called a bridge.
The bridge.
Yes.
What's the bridge, Randy?
So the bridge is something we do not cross. It is something we do not, certain things we do not talk about. You know, like from back in episode one, like learning that I have had sex. We don't do those things. But Mikey, you know, he crossed the bridge.
I didn't cross the bridge.
So,
I ain't know about the bridge. We've already
settled
that.
Because we are all so close, not just me and her, but all our siblings and her, we have a tendency to talk very openly about everything. And my mom has had to implement a bridge. She's like, okay, that's the bridge. You're coming to the bridge. Don't cross it. I don't really need to know all of what you're about to say. Go call one of your friends. So that's the bridge.
I've always appreciated that she did that.
Yes. So I get back to her house. I'm like, hey, Ma, I'm going to give you a heads up. I really need to talk because I have done something and I can't go back to school and tell anyone. And I need to tell you so you can help me figure out what to do.
Don't be ashamed.
And I said, and it's the bridge. I may be crossing the bridge. And she goes, okay, Randy, just tell me what it is. And so I tell her everything. And I'm like looking down the whole time I'm talking because I am ashamed and embarrassed.
So what all did you tell her? Say it like how you told her.
I told her how I'm telling everybody now.
Just walk through.
This is what, no, I'm not retelling this story.
I'm sorry, girl.
And I look up because my mom is silent and I see that her face is red and she's doing that thing where you're trying to laugh and breathe at the same time. She's crying. She's laughing so hard. And I'm looking at her like, are you laughing at me? Which makes me laugh because I realize how fucking stupid this sounds.
Oh, baby.
And she goes, Randy, you have to tell them. And I go, well, no, I don't. This is why I'm telling you so you can help me come up with a lie about how this all went because it was absolutely horrible.
God.
And she goes, no, Randy, you really do have to tell them. And so I go by the school and I tell my friends.
How did they react?
And they cried laughing as well.
Why was it so funny to everybody?
Because
I really thought it was nice.
I'm a nut. And it
you
was
are.
Not, it was not nice.
It wasn't
But we
bad.
Wanted to have this episode because, you know, we have embarrassing moments. We really enjoy sex with one another and things, but sometimes we fail, you know, and.
We failed a couple of times.
We failed a lot.
Yeah, it happens.
And it's just a funny story to share. And I told Mikey I would never give him another lap dance until we got married.
Which is a ridiculous rule.
Because I was like, because you're going to leave me. And let's not, you know, and but when we were married,
no.
I knew we would have a no divorce rule. And so if I fucked up again, you couldn't do nothing.
So you thought I'd leave you because in your mind, that's how
Mikey
bad the
was
lap
a horrible
dance,
dance.
It wasn't a horrible dance.
What did you think about the dance?
Would you like me to describe a horrible dance to you?
No, I want you to tell me.
Uh-huh.
No. Yes. Describe a horrible dance.
All right.
From
follow
experience?
Me along if you could. If not from my experience, I ain't that nigga.
Mikey.
This has happened to someone who. I know.
Do I know this person?
You have met this person, yes.
Okay.
You grew up around this person. I'll tell you when we get off.
Okay.
So you go to a strip club, and this is what it sounds like when it's really bad. A young lady walks up to you, and she asks you if you'd like a dance. And when you go to a strip club or whatever, you have the power. So you can say no, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one place you get to turn girls down. Oh. Who would never have any reason to talk to you any other. It's a mental thing. It happens.
Y'all are fucking crazy.
Oh, no. Men are.
That's not me.
That's real. You know, this gentleman sits down and girl comes over and starts dancing. No permission or anything. She just starts dancing. And she's doing all this grinding and all this gyrating. What a lap dance, you know, looks like normally when there aren't two chairs and Patron.
You know what?
And she gets up, you know. A bad lap dance involves like smells that you don't want to smell. And just other stuff. Okay. You know, this gentleman looks at his lap and he sees there's like blood on his jeans.
Is she on her cycle?
Yeah. And she stank. Oh. That's a bad lap dance. That's the lap dance you don't want. Patron and gum?
Oh, I didn't tell y'all. What part I left out. At one point, Mikey, do you remember? Okay, so I told y'all because I failed at the lap dance, I was like, okay, next best thing, head. Every nigga loves head. Give him head. He'll forget about the dance. I had gave him head and I realized I was getting the gum caught like on Jesus him. So I had to swallow the gum. And then when I finished and we're like, wait, now Mikey goes, babe, where's the gum?
Oh, I forgot about that.
And I just cry harder. I'm like, I swallowed it.
I forgot that you swallowed
it. Y'all swallowed that gun.
Oh, no. How long ago was this?
I'm 25 now. I was 19.
What year was that?
I don't know. 2013, 12? I don't know.
I had a gum still in her system.
I don't.
No. It takes 7 years to pass.
Well, I heard that was a myth. Is that real?
It is.
Yo, I swallowed the gum and Mikey asked me, where's the gum?
Oh shit. All right, so that was this episode.
So yeah, so that was the episode about
That's not it.
I mean, obviously it's not the end, but that was like the story of the worst lap dance ever, but Mikey didn't think it was the worst one.
It's not.
And he kept trying to affirm me and I was just like, you're a liar. It sucked.
It's not. You also gotta take into account that you look good. You can look good and the lap dance be perfectly fine. Just like there are those lazy girls that be dancing in the club and all they do is like rock left and right and they think they did something so they want to be paid.
Mikey.
That happens. You did great.
I did not.
You did okay.
So a few weeks later, months later, I come back home to my mom's house. I'm on break and she goes, hey, so I've been listening to The Burt Show, which is a show we used to listen to together in high school, me and her and the rest of my siblings. And she had listened to this episode or this, they had a segment about, I think one of the co-hosts got like a lap dance class, learned a few things. My mom was like, so I may be crossing the bridge now, but I don't want my daughter out here. You know, like she ain't got it. And so my mom proceeds to turn off the lights in her room. She sits a chair in the middle of the room and she tells me, she goes like, okay, so when you take off your clothes, you can't look at him because that's not sexy.
Nah, you gotta
like,
have
she
mystery.
Was like, you have to like turn around because taking off your clothes is not like, you don't make cute faces when you take off your clothes. You trying to get your clothes off. So your faces are like, but when your back is turned,
it's like, all
it's like
body.
Yeah, it's all body. They don't have to see these ugly faces you're making. And then she just gave me other tips, but I was just like, I must be so down bad that my mother has had to take some notes and pass cross the bridge, do the thing she swore off so that I can stop embarrassing myself with Mikey. Y'all, it was really bad.
It wasn't that
and
bad.
For an engagement piece, I would really just love an embarrassing story.
Send an embarrassing story to make my wife feel better.
Please, give me some representation. Please, Lord.
Please. We will read all three of them at the beginning of episode 11. Please. If we can get y'all to send some stories.
Because it was bad. And yeah, Mikey said it was fine, but I knew that he was lying.
I wasn't lying.
You were lying.
It wasn't that bad.
It was bad, babe. It was bad.
It would, if you're an attractive woman, so like you win already. It was, I was just waiting for you to take your clothes off.
It was bad. And it wasn't bad. That wasn't the point.
Right here, though.
What?
in our notes, you'll see that it says, now what?
Your thoughts.
I want to know when I'm going to have another lap dance.
I don't know.
You said that the rule was that you do it again when we got married.
Yeah.
And we're married 2 years now. And you haven't rolled in my lap in a while. just putting it out there. My lap has not been
grinded on in a minute. That's not the truth.
What I meant to say was, you ain't danced on me in some years since that happened. I'd like a lap dance. When can I get a lap dance? When should I expect one from you, love?
I don't know. It is something I think about often.
Okay.
But I'm not about to embarrass myself again. So, you will get a lap dance.
You can learn anything on YouTube.
I know. I think I'm going to take a class or a few with Karima.
You took a class already.
I took one and that hurt.
It looked good.
Like, but the chairs, you know, dancers, just big ups to y'all. Because I don't know how y'all do half the shit you do.
Practice.
Yeah. And rug burn. I don't know. It hurts. It was really, my legs are sore. You remember that? Like, I was like sore the next day.
I do. You look
but
good,
I need
though.
To take more than one lap dance.
Obviously.
And class. And because I really want to do it right. Because, you know, I don't have much practice because when we were younger, I couldn't go to any parties. I couldn't go to any, like, those kid club things. My mom would not, as you know, let me do shit.
Skating
unless
ring.
It was school related. So in. I didn't have much, you know, to go off on.
Except books.
Now I dance, you know, which is why when we had our parties in school, we always had a lot of fun in the basement and stuff. So, but that's not the same thing as like a solo lap dance.
I thought overall, one, I really appreciated the gesture. Surprises can go south in so many different ways.
Yeah.
You tried. I appreciate that you put any effort into it. And to any woman out there listening, if you're considering doing something for your man, just know that we do still think about the effort part of it as well.
Or your girl.
It's appreciated. Or your girl. Or if it's a girl, you're trying to do something for your girl. It's same thing. Or your man trying to do something. If you're trying to do something for your person, effort is appreciated. And I genuinely appreciated that you put yourself out there, that you even wanted to try, because it took some heart and some bravery and some Patron. And I mean, I get it.
Patron that didn't work.
It would have worked if you didn't take
it. If I'd taken it 10 seconds
like before coming to get me out the bathroom.
An hour before. Maybe four back to back. I would have been dancing all over the place. But that was the story, y'all.
Yes.
We hope that y'all liked it. Or, you know, send us your thoughts. And please send me an embarrassing story that I can read.
Or just,
please.
I don't know if you want to make her feel worse. Said her something about that too.
Don't make me feel worse.
All right, so let's put this out there. If with the stories that we get, the most engaged subscriber will have their name entered twice.
Into the name generator.
In the raffle. So when we do this month's raffle for our gift cards or our prize, you will get your name put in there more than once. Let's not say twice. Let's say it's 10. What's this, our 10th episode? Can we say 10?
I mean, we can do it however many times we want. We'll come up with the time.
Yeah.
With the amount, but you'll definitely be in there more than once.
More than once.
Which
gives you a better
chance
to win.
For a giveaway.
All right.
That's how we're going to start doing it, because we really want engagement, but we also want to like give y'all things and to make it fun.
We're trying to give stuff away, and we need you to make it easy on us. So.
Yeah. Because it's hard picking one person when everybody's name is in the generator one time. It's just like, ugh. I want to pick everybody. But
so
okay.
Help.
Yeah. So if
so
you engage with us, your name will be entered.
That was the worst lap dance ever?
The worst lap dance ever. It was really bad.
I thought it was nice.
That's because you're nice to me.
I am.
And that's why you thought it was nice.
And the thong.
And the thong. It was very nice. I was very
It really was. You know that's my song,
too. Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
You know what? So, next segment. Was there anything else you had, baby?
No, just that you are perfect.
I'm not.
In every way. And I am in love with you still.
I know. I love you too, baby. All right. So, fight or flight.
All right. What's up? What you got? Okay, clear your throat.
Sorry.
That's fine.
So, last week, you gave me a very sweet fight or flight.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you went easy on me.
Yeah, it's all right, but we back to beefing this week. So what you got?
And that's my beef with you. You always going off script. You know, foolish shit we didn't talk about in the production meeting.
Okay.
Like that. And it was very nice. And I really appreciated it. Because that day was really horrible for me. Which we're going to talk about in the next episode. But still, you always do that, Mike. You
know,
you get on me all day. You torture me. You pull my hair. You poke me.
Randy.
You make you watch me walk away from you to do something. Walk in your space. And then wait till I walk away again to be like, oh, babe, give me a kiss. And like, you wait. You do all these inconvenient things.
Mm-hmm. I'm inconvenienced. Go ahead.
And then we get in front of people and you're the sweetest guy in the world and I look crazy like the mean spouse because I'm snapping on you, but that's because of something you did 5 minutes ago. But now I can't do that because you wanted to go a very nice route for Mother's Day.
So yeah.
I'm mad at you.
Okay. Because?
Because you're too damn sweet.
Oh.
And that is not how fight or flight supposed to be. That's what the PDA is for.
Got you.
So now I feel all conflicted because I haven't been able to think of anything you've done to piss me off. Because all I keep thinking about is how nice and kind you were to me during the episode. Which I obviously really needed. So thank you, jerk.
All right.
So are you going to fight that?
So.
What are you fighting?
Because you want beef. I'll fight it.
Fine.
So you have a problem with me being nice to you?
Yes.
I can change.
When we're supposed
to. I can change.
No.
This is my time. This is my time.
You know what?
Leaning into the microphone. I no longer make eye contact with Randy. Now, I can change. That's what you want. That's what you want me to do. First I will give you that. Remember that John Legend song, I Can Change? The one he made with Snoop?
I do.
It was a good song, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't my favorite either.
I'm going to do the opposite of what he did. He was trying to be better. I'm just going to be worse now. I'm going to be that mean guy. In what way am I mean to you?
You're mean to me in bed.
Yes, I am.
You're mean to me at Publix's.
At Publix's?
Whatever the
poor word is. All right, man, look, get this shit off your chest. All right.
Mikey pulled my hair.
Today, we pull up to Publix. I'm driving. Randy is in the passenger seat. We're going to get this out real quick. And I'm getting ready to get out the car. But before I do, I lean over to kiss Randy. And Randy has this, like, stink face. It's stiff. She purposely makes her face stiff so that when I kiss her mouth, it doesn't move.
That's not.
No, that's exactly what happened.
That's not.
So I'm looking at you like, why didn't you kiss me? And you said something mean. I forgot what you said back.
You don't even remember.
That don't mean it didn't happen.
Mikey.
So I'm like, all right, fine, let's go. I turn around to get out the car, and Randy has the whole back of my ponytail in her hand.
Randy says is holding my really hair slick.
While my back.
He said so. You said something real slick.
What'd I say?
I don't remember.
Okay, so you don't remember it didn't happen. Anyway.
No, you said something
I am
really
leaning
slick,
out of the car.
And you knew you was dead wrong because when you felt that hair tug, you started laughing.
Because it was funny that you were holding my hair.
Anyway,
hold on. We keep talking with each other. I got my whole body out the car, but my hair is still leaning back. Because Randy won't let it go. So Randy starts this by pulling my hair. So the entire time we walk from the car to the store.
We have not
to
walked
the bakery,
to the store yet.
We keep pulling each other's hair.
No, but when
got out the car and she walks close to me.
To give him a kiss.
I tell her to come and give me the kiss that she didn't give me in the car. And she was laughing. So what I did was I reached around
my
her
hair,
lovingly.
Which is longer than yours.
And I grabbed her hair
on
and
both
I started
sides.
Pulling it. I didn't grab it on
like
both sides yet. I had one side. And I was trying to kiss you and you wouldn't lean your head forward.
I was cracking
And I'm
up.
Thinking that you couldn't lean your head forward because I had
you're
your
pulling
hair.
My hair.
So what I did was I grabbed another.
Obviously, we're cracking.
I grabbed some more hair from the front and I pulled that hair to
y'all,
balance it out.
He's pulling my hair back and forth. And I don't think he needs to be honest. But this is the shit Mikey does to me.
And then Randy finally kisses me, so all is well.
Because
and
I'm fine. Can't even lift
and
my
so now
head
I can walk into the store.
He's holding the bag.
And
then
I'm good.
He pulls my hair again, runs across the street, runs into this cop.
In I ain't public, running to the cop.
He looked at you like, nigga, what are you doing?
Running, nigga. It's cool. It was a black cop. I felt safe.
Did you?
I did.
He looked at you like you were strange.
I was strange. I'm a grown man but running anyway, away from this little woman in the store.
You are very sweet to me, and I appreciate it, and I needed that day. What I'm saying is you do these things that are not part of the program.
So you don't like when I go off script?
You know I need structure.
I know.
But I really also know that you
need not structure.
Right, you are a good balance, because if things went exactly how I wanted them to do, I'd have a lot of things, but also wouldn't have a lot of things.
It's true. Your life would be boring, too.
Yes. So, it was a nice mix-up. But you know, shit.
All right. So, well, I mean, I fought it. I ain't changing. I mean, I'm a change, but for the bad.
40 and slip. You already mean to me. You don't gotta be mean.
I'm not mean to you. I love you. I can't help it.
I love you.
I can't help the way I love you and the way you make me love you. And the shit you force me to do to you.
How do I force you to do anything?
You're just really, like, small and cute, and you do these microaggressive things.
You know what? Don't use.
You do these aggressive things, and you be wanting a response. You wanted me to pull your hair today.
That's not true at all.
So I gave you what you wanted.
And then these white people pulled up thinking he beat me, because they can see his hand wrapped around my lock.
I do like throwing white people off. You were laughing so hard.
I was cracking up because he's telling me to kiss him, but he's pulling my hair so that I can't lean up my head. And these white people looking shook. And I'm like, Mikey. And I'm cracking up. And I must look all conflicted.
You'll be all right. Man, fellas or ladies, pull your girl hair. Right after you listen, just walk up and just pull it.
Don't
and see
pull.
If y'all don't get into like some real fun, kinky something afterwards. Just walk
we
up
was
and pull
running
it.
Around Publix pulling each other hair. That's not kinky.
Well, I mean, if you was down for the, you know, for whatever, we could have did some stuff
in the
family bathroom.
Mikey, you're nasty.
It's clean in there. It's Publix. Where shopping is a pleasure. It's Publix. It's
my
clean.
God.
I seen them clean. It's good.
Oh my God.
Or it would have just laid out like a whole bunch of like toilet seat covers.
You are nasty.
This is what you married.
I don't know what to say to you.
You'll be okay.
You say toilet seat covers?
Yes. Just lay the toilet seat covers on the baby changing station.
Like you won't eat. You know how many toilet seat covers you put down on a toilet?
Six.
Jesus Christ.
So we just going off script all night.
Okay.
When I use public restrooms, I will lay down 6 toilet seat covers.
He also
I will count it out
in
every
the toilet
time. Yes, so because you have to put one in the toilet to prevent backsplash.
Oh my God.
We're going to move on to our last segment.
PDA.
I'll go first.
Yes. Please.
So, y'all just heard the story of what happened today in Publix.
Mm-hmm.
So, my PDA today, I'm just going to share with you how much I love when you can just be happy and carefree. I love seeing that on you. It was very nice to just mess around with you today. And it didn't go south. We actually just joked around each other all day. We've been laughing nonstop all day. It's partially because we're tired, but it's also just because that's how we are. That's us in our natural space. We like being around each other, and it shows when we're around each other. So thank you for giving me laughs today and hearing your laugh today. It has been a pleasure.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, and you're welcome. Well, thank you for, well, lately you've been taking really good care of yourself, and I know it's not something that you enjoy to do.
Not at all.
Because you would rather do other things, but you set up an appointment to have your annual, you set up an eye appointment. You have upcoming dentists and therapist inquiry coming up, and I really appreciate you just keeping your word and taking care of yourself. And I know that your body is not where you want it to be and not where you're used to it being, but I'm proud of the work you're putting in for your health and just to be around long, like you promised, because you know I've been all morbid and crazy since the baby, and everything is a death trap. And I'm very thankful that, you know, that you're taking care of yourself. And I appreciate you for doing that.
Well, thank you.
I love you. I'm proud of you.
I love you, too. All right. That was cute.
Shut up. All right, babe. Call to action.
Oh, man. That was episode 10.
Yes.
our first double digit episode. I'm so happy. Be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com, for updates, stories. If you still haven't caught up on our episodes, you are way behind and you're missing out on some funny shit. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you, new listener.
Hey.
What's up? We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere still. So stop playing games and listen to the episodes. And on our website, if you are having trouble finding us anywhere else. Subscribe to our newsletter. Again, we like giving stuff away.
We do.
We can only give it away to you if you go to the website and subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Look around, peruse, read something.
By subscribe, we don't mean when you subscribe on iTunes, but we still want you to do that. When you subscribe through the website, that enables you to be able to get some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like how we gave away the gift cards before. And this time, you have a chance to get your name put in the raffle more times. All you got to do is send us an embarrassing story or some commentary on what you think about Randy's story.
Now what? That's not
good. Just share your feelings, share your thoughts. Follow us on social media platforms. What are we on Instagram, baby?
We are Black Millennial Marriage.
What about Facebook, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And what is it on Twitter?
Black Mill Mare Pod.
Yeah.
Thank you again for listening.
Give lap dances. Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
Patrol. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
With good soil. I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping Tyler.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.